Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk, and happy Friday. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the real estate doesn't matter as much as the process. What do I mean? If you're organized and you're a pretty dedicated person and you're comfortable with processes and you like the inside of your calendar and you're not over emotional and crazy about, well, let's say getting stuff done.
So that like the inside of your head.
You're going to succeed at anything
right.
that you put your mind to within reason. It might be real estate. It might be owning a chain of gas stations. I'm not sure, but you will succeed at it. So it's not so much about the real estate. It's about the process. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Joe wrote, "Hello, my name is Joe. I'm 28 years old, married and no kids. New to this site and learning about land investing. I'm very interested. This is definitely something I want to do. However, I don't know really the best path to take at this point in my life. I have a decent paying job, but I hate it. I'm just now getting to where I can make a change. I either want to go to college or go back into the military. Now that I have found this, I'm not sure if I should focus on getting a better career first and then working toward investing in land, or just use the job I have now to save and get started. I don't know really what it takes to get going, and I don't know how long I'll have to do it on the side before I could give up this job I have now. So, long question short, should I focus on getting a better career first, or is it not necessary? I have the post 9/11 GI Bill, so I can go debt free. I don't really know what to go to school for. My wife is a nurse. I'm a crane operator. Our household income is about $70,000 to $80,000 together. Thanks." This is great.
This is the greatest question ever.
I wonder, my only question is, where does he live, do you know? Because so in some parts of the country, $70,000 to $80,000 combined is a great income. In some parts of the country, it's not.
$70,000 or $80,000 is a fantastic income everywhere in this country except where we live.
Okay, well, so that's what I'm saying, except for some few key places. So you could hopefully, and you have no kids, so hopefully you can put something aside. So I know what I would say.
Go ahead, Jill. I'll follow up.
What do you want to do? Really, what do you want to do? I love all these options. And you know what? You're 28, and I get it. That's probably what's having the hard part is like, I'm 28. I want to make a smart decision. I don't want to go back and go, God, I wish I would have made a different decision. And I certainly would talk to my wife about it, too, and see. Going back to college is not a bad thing. Having it paid for is beautiful, number one. Going to the military, that's never a bad thing. You've already been there, done that. You know what it involves. This is very different. So, you know, I'm sounding like Steven here, but where do you want to be in 10 years? And then do it there. I want to make sure you're picking this for the right reason too. I hope you're not here saying, hey, I just want, you know, a lot of money kind of thing. I want to make sure you enjoy real estate, you enjoy this. There's a lot of moving parts. You're calling your own shots. No one here is telling me that I have to get up in the morning and do this, and this, like the military. Or college. So it's a different thing. So thank you, Stephen. Took a moment to highlight for me. This is definitely something I want to do, but I still want to know why. I'm sorry. I really want to know the reason why. But this would make me feel better. If Joe said, I've been following and learning quietly about this for 3 years. I know what it takes. I understand how mean sellers can be. I understand how much fun it can be to celebrate when you get this home run deal. We've got all that out of the way. I know how much I need to save, and how much I need to put aside. I know, what to expect, how much a mailer costs. Because all the stuff you can do by asking the right questions and putting in some research. So for at that point, my next thing would be stay exactly where you are. Don't make any changes. You don't like what I'm saying.
I love what you're saying.
Oh, you just gave me, oh, really? Okay. I thought you gave me a look like, oh, what are you doing?
I love what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing you can say wrong here, by the way.
Okay.
Not a single thing.
Okay. So let's fast forward. You've done all that. This is definitely what you want to do. It's in your soul. You know it. Your dad was flipping properties. You've seen your uncle make money in real estate. You're like, this is my in. What do I do first? Well, then the first thing you do is stay right where you are. Keep that job. Make it secure. Get it on autopilot so you can very comfortably go to work, do a good job, and focus on this on the side. And I would just cut my expenses as best that I can and save money so you can invest in a good education, invest in data and mail, and invest in buying some properties to get you going.
That's all great advice, Jill, seriously. Thank you. I'm going to take it a couple steps further and a little bit more direct from one male to another, Joe.
I was going to say, guy to guy.
I'm twice your age. I'm actually almost done with a book called Crap Your Father Never Told You, and it's very packed with stuff like I'm about to say. Number one, do not increase your personal expenses for any reason. And don't take on any more responsibility in your personal life. And so this is how it could manifest itself. I'm assuming where you live, you can afford it. Don't change that. If you do change it, make it sure that money goes down every month, not up. Number two, do not have any children. If there's anything that will alter your life and stand in the way of actually being financially successful, it's kids. Do not buy a house. And maybe you have a house now and that's great, but don't change that. There's nothing, that's like the number two problem causing pre-career thing that goes on with people who buy a house. And I don't care what financial people say and long-term financial planners, buying a house and I say this to you because you want to be an entrepreneur. You're not a guy who works in a steel mill and you want to work there for the rest of your life and your pay hopefully goes up 2% a year. That might be illogical. Buying a house might be logical for that person, but that's not you. You're somebody with clearly has a tremendous amount of ambition. You don't want your job and you're looking at all your options and you're asking people for advice who kind of are involved in this. So you've already won. All you got to do is implement it now. You're 90% of the way there, and I don't use that percentage loosely. You know what you want. You know you want to do this. And you're looking at the whole thing. You're looking at your life like it. You're not just looking at how do I do a mailer, which a lot of people do. You're way ahead. So we got the kids out of the way. We got the real estate, the primary residence out of the way. The military, that's a personal choice. It sounds like you've already been there. But I'll tell you this. You're never going to cost control your way into success. Never. You're not going to go back into something that makes you comfortable and you're all comfortable there, spend some more time, and it's not going to move you up forward. You got to get out of your comfort zone. So I think you're all set up to do something like Land Academy. I'm not saying like absolutely Land Academy. You want to take the conversation now from, all right, I got that figured out. I got the expense part of my life and the personal part of my life under control.
My wife's on board.
Yeah.
Right.
Now we'll talk about risk. What's risky to me that I see? Is buying a house for $100,000 that I know is worth $200,000 risky? And I'm going to sell it for $150,000, might take longer than I think or whatever. Is that risky? For me and for Jill, it's not. For most of the people that have chosen to be a part of these groups, it's not risky. For some people, and we have this conversation at every single cocktail party Jill and I have ever been to, it's like a death situation. Buying a piece of real estate and reselling it for more, they just don't know where to start. It gives them hives. They break out in hives. They can, so it's not for everybody, but it makes complete sense to us. There's a bunch of businesses that I could go into that make me want to break out in hives, like buying a restaurant, let's say, where people come and sit down and you got to be there and there's a bunch of stuff that happens. Buying a manufacturing facility makes me have heart palpitations. It's so asset intensive. I see a tremendous amount of risk and customer concentration. So you've identified this and to the point where you're writing in our forums as something that you don't, definitely something I want to do. So working into your life, don't change anything. Don't quit your job. Nope. Do not do that.
Thank you. That was good.
I have a whole book for young men, just like you. Your father, today's topic, real estate doesn't really matter as much as your process. This is the meat of the show.
Thank you. That's a whole nother show.
Yep.
Okay.
That's like another podcast.
That's what I mean.
Just like Joe here. You got to approach stuff and being successful with intent and organization. And chances are, if you're a good student, you've already got all that. And that's what all this craziness about students and colleges and acceptance rates and applications and SAT scores, that's what all that stuff's about. You've, according to the long history, believe it or not, you've shown that you're organized enough to get good grades, you're organized enough to maybe be on a sports team, and so you're applying to colleges and they're saying, looking at all your stuff, they're judging you, and so you apparently have whatever it took to survive in that environment. Let's see if you can survive in our environment, and oh, by the way, here's your tuition check. So that's the root of this. You know, you go from grade school to junior high to high school, you survive it, you maybe even thrive in it, then you go on to college theoretically. That's what this is all about. Maybe you found us, Land Academy, because one of my favorite, there's a couple people in our group, several people that have backgrounds where they've been selling stuff online really successfully, mm-hmm. and they want to find something that they can buy cheaper and sell it online. Those people kill it. They take an already multi-million dollar business in a couple of cases in our group where they're selling stuff on Amazon and add real estate to it, and now they've just rolled in all the logical stuff to them. It's not risky.
They know how to market. They know how to do this.
We have a lot of salespeople in our group, former salespeople who sold fill in the blank very successfully. They did what it took. They had a calendar, time management skills.
They know how to run a business.
Spouse management skills.
They've owned a business. They've known what obstacles. They've got over them, through them.
Starting payroll for them, because they're going to have some employees, is a half-hour job. It's not a three-week job. And they're not afraid of it. They have this attitude where they get up in the morning and say, whatever's going to happen today, I'm going to get over it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's small, big, whatever. And they do. So it's not about the real estate. That's the title. It's not about the real estate. The real estate's insignificant. It's a tiny little part of this. And sending out mail is just a tiny little weekend thing that you need to learn how to do and utilize the tools that Land Academy or House Academy provide or not. Mm-hmm. You know, choose that those are better, the best tools for you and time you see them that way, then that's fine. It's not about this real estate. So Joe and I find ourselves on this show. I'm speaking for myself now. And on the Thursday calls that we have, the Thursday member calls, probably 80 or 90% of what we talk about is about real estate. Would you do this deal? You know, or once in a while I get a question about, is there a better way to send a mailer or something like that? So it's all about the real estate. So Jill, and here's a conversation, here's an inside look at what Jill and I talk about when all the cameras are shut off and there's no employees or members around.
Is this okay to share?
Of course.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
How do we fill this gap? Yeah. Jill and I are constantly discussing, how do we fill this gap of what Jill and I know in our souls needs to be filled? And teaching this, it all falls under this topic. It's not the real estate. It's teaching people how to be organized, have some confidence, get Microsoft 365 Outlook going, a file sharing system, get somebody to answer your phone. It's very economical. And just get over what are the real blocks in your life. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with Land Academy or real estate.
Right.
How do you get over a non-compliant spouse?
And we know this to be true. We've done many surveys and talked to people that every person leaving, if they ever leave, it's like, it's not Land Academy, it's not the education, it's me. It's I let life get in the way. And the beautiful thing is, because we're still here, and we will still be here, a lot of them come back, and it's great. And they come back, and I get it. I understand it. You know, whatever it was, they have to go away, because I've done this too, and I still do this today, by the way. I block off my calendar. You probably noticed I did this recently.
Yeah, I did.
I have a weekend coming up that I blocked off. I need to recharge my own battery right now. I know it. I know I'm not as effective as it could be. I'm not in the right mindset. I'm not attacking things that I want to attack. And the only way for me to do it is to completely remove myself, go off, get my head together, look at my calendar, whatever I need to do, realign with my goals, and then come back with a vengeance. So I've watched members do that too. I've watched them leave, go off, solve whatever issues were going on in their life, and really say, all right, now I'm going to do this. And they come back hard and strong, and it's awesome. So my things are, you know, it's not about, you said about the process. So you want to jump in? You want to say, you want me to continue?
Please continue.
Okay. I was thinking about the process. So that's my part of what you just said. Whatever it is you're going for, you've got to mentally. So here's what I do. So this ties in. So I'm going to go off for our weekend right now. It's on the calendar. I'm not going to be here. Good luck finding me. And I mean that to you.
Good for you.
Thank you. I need it. I've got to. So now I need to go away, and I've got to really take a step back and realize, what do I need to be working on? What do I want to be working on? And pick that. Make those decisions. And sometimes they're hard decisions. And when I do that, after I do that, now I got to say, all right, what's it going to take? And I need to figure out how to go at these things the right way and 100%. Give it my all. It doesn't do any good to just kind of, let's see how it goes. I don't want anybody to come to Lion Academy like, nah, I just want to see how it goes. I've talked to people about this too. Please don't do this unless you're sure about it and you're not committed, because you won't be successful, and that's a waste of your time and my time and your money. It's silly. You don't want that with anything. Go at it 100%. And then you got to figure out, what's it going to take to be in the right mindset that you're not going to stop? That's, I think, for some people, the hardest part. People come in strong, especially like January. All of these January goals. Right now it's March. January, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm coming at it. I'm going to go to 100%. And you're maybe really strong for weeks. And then something can happen. Sometimes things happen. And then you stop. And then getting back into it is hard. I understand.
What's the solution?
Do what I'm doing. Regroup and do it again. Come at it again. But now you got to tweak something. So you got to figure out what made you stop. Okay, you know what? I didn't have the correct amount of time allocated for X. Maybe that's it. There wasn't a healthy balance between this side gig and my family. That's how I stopped. My wife was unhappy because every other waking moment was spent on this. I understand that. So, all right, now you got to figure out a way. All right, how can I give it my all and make sure my wife's happy? Is there a vacation? Do I have to throw some vacation time in here? Do I have to throw in a date night a week in there? There's got to be some tweak that everybody's happy with.
There's a solution.
Yeah. And or even just talking to her about it too, you know, there's a couple different things you can do. One might even be saying, sweetheart, we need to be on the same page with this. And here, because here's why. Go ahead.
No, that's great. I'll tell you personally what happens when there's a glitch like that. So what I'm saying to myself, and I don't actually say it, but when we're out of context like this, I can tell you, it's because I'm questioning whether or not what I'm working on is worth it. Mm. You know, Jill and I come from very different backgrounds and had completely separate lives until we met each other about 11 years ago. And so she brings a lot of stuff to the table, and I bring a lot of stuff, a lot of past relationship, personal relationships, past job experience. I have a bunch of real estate experience, so does she, you know, and pretty early on, I'm speaking for both of us, we knew that the other person was like, you know, I was saying to myself some version of, she's crazy like I am, like crazy motivated is what I mean, and she's not going to stop. So anytime I ever get up and say, you know, what the hell, it's all because I'm questioning whether what I'm working on is going to, I'm going to benefit from it the way that I originally thought. And I have never question land or houses ever.
Yeah.
Wholesaling that. I've never questioned this business model, how we do the data piece. I've never questioned Land Academy itself or O2O or any of that. So maybe that's why we just never stop, even if stuff gets sideways. There's other things that Jill and I have started that aren't related to real estate where we've stopped it because we both looked at each other and said, I don't think this is worth it. We're putting too much time and energy in. And I don't think at the end of it, or at least in the happy middle, I like to call it, it's going to be worth it either financially or from a rewarding standpoint.
Well, there's parts of our business that we have said, nope, we're not good at that.
Yeah.
For example, like being our own renovators, we've done that. We did that for a
perfect
while.
Example.
And we found out like that isn't, we're not good at it. We don't like it. And we don't get the same return as we do as just doing the deals. We're way better at that. So that, thank you. That's one example of, you know, what you just said. Go ahead.
So in the end, you have to really look at yourself squarely in the mirror. And for me, it's all about risk, reducing risk almost to as close to zero as you can. And surrounding yourself with people, both employees and partners and whatever, who believe in it too. And so when you fall down, or when there's hiccups, or when stuff happens, because it's going to happen. And when that stuff happens, you shouldn't be surprised about it. You should say, oh, yep, I pretty much could set my watch to that, because it happened at the same time last year, or it happened with her again, the same thing. I'm being really honest. It's repeating itself. This is what I'm going to do. If you believe in what you're doing, and you believe in that outcome, largely because hopefully there's groups like this that where there's other people doing it, and you identify yourself with the other people who are doing it personality-wise, that's what this live event is really about. Mm-hmm. Is going to in a room where there's other people that are just like you, that are like, yeah.
Yeah, and you can identify and relate.
If you can, then you'll get over those speed bumps and barrel through. Mm-hmm. The tragedy for me is when I wake up and consistently say, this isn't worth it. And the end of this, the result of all this effort, it's not going to be worth it.
It's true. Then you really, that's the bigger picture. You need to think that through before you start something.
Yeah, sometimes you're wrong. It's okay.
All right, or know when to get out.
Yeah, know when to get out, perfect.
All right, know when to get out, cut your losses, and do something else. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're over on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for another interesting episode, You're Not Alone, and Your Real Estate Ambition.
That's kind of funny.
I think that's cool stuff. I wish somebody would have told me. I wish I would have gotten that speech when I was 28.
There's a lot of speeches I wish I would have received. Let's call a spade a spade.
Now we just give them and everybody shakes their head and saying they're talking again.
Isn't that funny?
They're right talking now, again. Like,
would you quit saying, I'm going to be grateful that you said this? Because I know in 20 years you're probably going to be right, but it sure sucks now.
I don't do any stuff, guys. I just want to have fun. Okay.
Exactly.
How about you do it after 6 today? Like us.
The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.